Thank you. Fire van Spook van op het gelijknamige album. En dat komt uit op Werf Records. We gaan terug in de tijd, naar 1969. Een heruitgave waar nog Maarten, nog ik van gehoord hadden. Een enkele release heeft de zanger Steve Morgan in 1969 uitgebracht. En daarna was het gedaan. Psychedelisch album. Ja, niet echt bekend. maar nu dus... terecht van onder het stof gevist. Komt uit op Now Again, self-titled van Morgan, Welcome to the Void.
Goodbye of my gingerbread house, and let your troubles fade away. Let your mind get away from the fall. I say welcome to the void. Did you know that Peter Pan can fly? He just pats himself with dust. I'll get you some if you're a very good boy, and if in me you put your trust, I say welcome to the void. I say welcome to the void. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack jump over the candlestick. Out said Jack as he touched the lighted wick. My God, you know that fire burns. Old woman, she lives in a shoe. What a very funny thing. She's really happy for today she received 40 red, white, and blue shoestrings. Beauty did kiss the beast, and then much to her surprise, a handsome prince did then appear, and then the beast scratched out his eyes. I say welcome to the void. I say welcome to the void. If you're good and if you watch your ways, one day to heaven you will go. You will lose everything you've ever known before. Who cares? It's better than below. I say welcome to the void. I say welcome to the void. Pretty flowers and a bright yellow sky. Little squirrel gathering food. Picnic's over, it's time to go home. What's for dinner, squirrel stew? Did you hear about Sam's Uncle Joe? Got lots of heads upon his wall. Stands 100 yards behind the cheetah's glass. Oh, he's the bravest of them all. Fall, 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 fall. Did Did you know that a good man died? Oh, how terrible they say. But you know that's just a part of life. It kind of happens every day. No!
Morgan, Welcome to the Void. Zang doet me trouwens ook een beetje denken aan 13th Floor Elevators, maar alles doet me eigenlijk denken aan 13th Floor Elevators. In februari hadden we een interview met Wendy Eisenberg en ze hintte er eigenlijk al een beetje naar dat er iets nieuws zou aankomen. En nu is de kogel door de kerk. Editrix gaat een nieuw album uitbrengen in juni, gaat op Exploding in Sound uitkomen en het gaat Editrix 2, Editrix Goes to Hell heten. Nu is er een eerste single, One Truck Gone heet die. Trammelt weer langs alle kanten met die ijle stem van Wendy Eisenberg die er omheen cirkelt. Editrix, One Truck Gone. One Truck Gone, Editrix. In juni komt een album uit, Editrix Goes to Hell. Op 7 mei dan is het Knotwillig Record Label Night in Les Ateliers Klaus. Wie komt er daar allemaal langs? Aymeric de Tapol, De Boule Vanille. Fantastische groepsnaam. Frankrijk, Leda, Nine Roderen, Phantom Horse, Torres, Vincent Dallas. Terry Riley by Oscillators, performed by Soya, Vassero en Senelas. We gaan er eentje draaien van CIA debutant. Hun album kwam vorig jaar uit, heette Dust, kwam uit op Silt Breeze. We draaien vandaar op Farmhouse. Thank you.
farmhouse. There's a shrine. In the bathhouse. The inbreds have built something.
Farmhouse van CIA debutant van op Dust. Op 7 mei komen ze dus spelen in het atelier Klaus. En dan Pius Mary. Oorspronkelijk ging Kabert samen met Razen op 6 mei, vrijdag 6 mei, optreden in de Begijnhofkerk in Leuven. Maar helaas heeft Kabert moeten afzeggen. En de vervanger is Pius Mary, de Deense industriële brulboei, Frederike Hofmeijer. Maar zij komt dus in de plaats naar Leuven. Ja, daar kijk ik toch wel naar uit. Dat gaat een heel toffe avond worden. Night is a Trap 2 van Pius Mary. Night is a Trap 2 van Pius Mary van op haar album The Spiral, album van een paar jaar geleden. Ja, ik heb van weinig muzikanten schrik, maar Pius Mary, ik weet toch niet helemaal wat ik ervan moet verwachten. Maar ik denk wel dat het een heel goed concert gaat worden, vrijdag 6 mei, dus samen ook met Razen in de Begijnhofkerk in Leuven. En dan interview met Jana Rush. Ja, we hebben het daar trouwens ook gevraagd. Het is niet Jana, maar wel Jana Rush. Ze speelde 2 weken geleden op Broadcast in Brussel, in de AB. En tevoren hadden we afgesproken met haar in de hotellobby. En daar hebben we haar ook geïnterviewd. En we zijn begonnen met een vraag over haar verleden. Want ze is eigenlijk heel vroeg begonnen met muziek te maken. Niet alleen als muzikant, maar ook als radio-dj.
I never knew how music was made. Like, I just knew I loved house music from the time I was 6, 7 years old. I was always listening to WBMX, WGCI, Chicago. I was listening to Farley, Jackmaster, Marshall Jefferson. We had DJ Armando, the guy who made Land of Confusion. I was listening to all these people on the radio, even Bad Boy Bill. He was back in the day doing stuff on BMX and Julian Jumpin' Perez. Listen to all these guys and Fast Eddie also. But it's just like I was in love with this music, but I didn't know how music was made. And in school, of course, we had a little music class and got these little instruments, but these instruments didn't make the noises that I heard in this music. So it's a long time of confusion. And basically, one night, like I said, my mom had to go help out a friend, and she was in the hospital having a hard time. I was by myself, and I was having a hard time being at home by myself. Radio was playing. Decided to call the radio station and ask, how can I do that? How can I become a DJ? And I didn't, I had no idea. And they just told me that, oh, come on up. It was WKKC, Kennedy King College in Chicago. Come on up, audition. We'll let you know. And like I said, I took like 4 or 5 records. I did not know what the fuck, I didn't know what the hell I was doing, at all. And I just did it. Went up there. I horribly bombed. And they decided, oh, we'll teach you. And that's how everything came into fruition. I met people I met cool people like Gant Man. I met DJ Rashad up there. I met my big homie that I still talk to now, Terrence Too Deep. I met a lot of influences up there. I met Paul Johnson. And the guy who introduced me to him was a guy who had a radio show on the actual station that played on Sundays. His name was Barbecue Bobby. And he put me and Paul on a 3-way call. And that's when I started talking to Paul Johnson. Paul gave me his phone number. And from then, I was just basically bugging the hell out of him all the time. I liked the way he made tracks. I thought it was so cool that he could, just hear a track once and he could replicate it, just go make the beat himself, get everything in the right key and it sounds good, and then on top of that make a remix of it. So it's just man, I had a lot of good opportunities, I guess, good things happening that I didn't know was going to come into this kind of fruition, so.
Yeah, so you did that radio show for a while, for a while you were also working, studying, you were doing stuff in your private life.
Yeah.
While you were studying, if I'm not mistaken, you also had some optional classes in jazz, if I'm not mistaken, or was something music related? Or did I misunderstand that?
No, not really. I mean, I really didn't have any jazz classes. I mean, I got my jazz knowledge from my stepfather, you know. He played a lot of jazz music in the house. He was a big fan of bebop. His favorite, one of his favorite people I used to hear him talk about all the time was Dexter Gordon. I remember when Dexter Gordon's movie came out, it's called Round Midnight. My mother took him to see that or whatever. So I got a lot of my ideas about jazz and my love for jazz in an indirect way, because I mean, this guy, he didn't, you know, have stepfathers. He don't talk to kids. You know, I'm not his kid, so my mother dealt with me. So I just, you know, when I was in my room, I would leave my door open sometime when he would play records, and I'd be listening to it. And, you know, I heard names being thrown around, and I just happened to remember these names. And as I got older, I was looking up things and hearing things about these people. And then listening to hip-hop, now here we go again. We get more, you know, we're hearing jazz samples again. And then that's where I learned how to look up things and learn how to seek out records and hear samples and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You recently put out a song that includes a sample of Ornette Coleman,
yes.
The track Lonely Woman. Is that difficult for you as an artist? Because on the one hand, you obviously really like his music and you want to do justice to his music.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, you kind of want to do your own thing with it. So how do you approach that?
Like, I just know I like Ornette Coleman, and I like the dissonant style that he has, and like the free jazz that I like. It just, I don't know if I'm right with the definition of free jazz, but I just like, it sounds like free jazz. It's, you know, very improvisational, and you know, it's like there's rules, but at the same time there's no rules, and creativity with the rules. And that's what I like about Ornette, you know, and his saxophone that he plays and all of that. It's like some of those notes that he hit are not right, but they're right for him. You get what I'm saying? And like, I love the my favorite track from him is Lonely. The bass player, whoever was playing the bass, was like crazy killer. Like my favorite part of that song is the beginning with the bass, when the bass is just coming in, and it's just, oh my god. And then the call and response that, you know, like Ornette and this bass player has, it's just amazing how they just work together. And I mean, from what I hear, most of jazz is improvisational. So I mean, I'm just wild by the fact that you have a group of people, or more than one people, that can, you know, like just start jamming out and follow each other and complement each other's notes and beats. It's just like, it's amazing.
Is that something you maybe would consider as a musician? Because if I'm not mistaken, for the moment, when you perform live, it's mostly as a solo artist, right? Would you ever be open to collaborating with other musicians?
Definitely. You know, I would love to do a show like a show with other live artists. You know, like a live jazz band, and just come in and lay down, I don't know, some beats on a drum machine along with them, and do like a, you know, the ultimate goal is to do an improv type situation where we just jamming off each other and whatever, you know, maybe I'm following the bass player, you know what I mean? Or maybe, I don't know, I'm maybe following the saxophone or the trumpet player, whatever they're doing. I'm just, you know, to start out, of course, I'm just going to be following the beat, seeing what I can come up with based off what they're doing, see if I can bounce off them. I think that'd be dope.
Yeah, Jana Rush, your interview 2 weken geleden opgenomen in Brussel. We hebben nog een uitgebreid stuk interview klaarstaan, maar eerst nog een beetje muziek. We gaan eentje draaien van een paar meest recente EP, Dark Humor, die is zo pas uitgekomen. We draaien Clown van Jana Rush.
I'm just a clown. Welcome to the club. Tonight, the DJ is a clown. I'm just a clown. Welcome to the club. I'm just a clown. I'm just a clown. I'm just a clown. I'm just a clown. Tonight, the DJ is a clown. I'm just a clown. Welcome to the club. I'm just a clown. 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 Tonight, the DJ is a clown. I'm just a clown.
Welcome to the club.
Journey to sound. This 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 journey to sound.
Ow. Well, ow. Well, ow. Well, ow. Well, ow. Well, ow.
Thank you, thank you, and fuck you.
Clown van Jana Rush vanop Dark Humor. Ik had twee stukken interview beloofd. Hier komt het tweede eraan. In het eerste hoorde je haar trouwens al vertellen over hoe ze begonnen is als klein meisje, als radio-dj. En haar set op broadcast was trouwens ook heel erg goed. Heel puntig en behoorlijk toegankelijk eigenlijk. En echt anderhalf minuut van het ene nummer naar het andere. En we vroegen haar dan ook hoe haar live setup er eigenlijk uitziet, technisch gezien.
I'm moving away from software right now because I'm sick of carrying computers everywhere. I'm sick of the situations with computers. Like, you know, it's you got to have a workhorse computer, basically. Like, that's always ready to go and it can load up quickly and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, too, you have to make sure that your files are... You have to keep a great database. You have to be very organized with your database. And that's the thing, like, you know, when you use computers... It's overkill because it's like, yeah, you have access to all these plugins, you got access to all these instruments, it's beautiful, but it can also be a pain, and it's like, it's added weight too, just be, to me, for me, I'm not saying for everybody else, but for me, I want to keep it simple, I just want to put my machine in the bag and pick up and go, you know, and whenever I get to where I am, I just want to plug in and be ready to go. I don't want to be sitting there waiting and like, oh, it's not loading up, or, you know, stuff like that, or it crashes, or, you know, like... You still have your issues with hardware also. But, like, depending on what you have, if it's just a plug, like, I do have an MPC Live right now. It has a battery. The thing that I have to make sure, it has a four-hour battery. The thing I have to make sure to do with shows is just make sure my battery is 100%. And, like, hopefully nothing goes wrong because it's still software with that. But hardware to me is a lot more reliable and straightforward and direct, and that's what I like to do. I like to make quick moves. I don't like to stand around and wait for things, you know. Mm-hmm. Or have to give my customers excuses as to why the show stopped because, you know, my computer shut down, I didn't know, I forgot I set that up like that, you know what I mean? So yeah. But yeah,
and as far as recording music goes, where do you record new tracks predominantly, at home or when you're on the road?
I predominantly record at home. I mean, that's where I got, like I said, I do, you know, pretty much have a hybrid. I mainly use my computers for, you know, cutting samples or even projects like remixes and making records or whatever. But like, yeah, at home I'm pretty much a hybrid studio. But yeah, I make most of my music at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your first album that came out was called Pariah.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that it had that name was because of the way you saw yourself and the relation with the footwork scene.
Yeah.
You use elements of footwork in your music.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, maybe pariah is a strong term, but you definitely didn't feel 100% at home within that scene. We're now a few years later. You released a second album.
Yeah.
Do you still feel like a pariah?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's that thing of, you know, like, I don't feel... And it's a Chicago thing. I don't really feel welcome, you know, and, like, I'm just going to keep it simple and keep it direct. You know, you got other factions coming in from other areas in the United States, and it has a lot to do with the respect, the level of respect that I'm offered from that scene. And it's just like, you know, great, fine. If you don't want me to be part of your scene, I'm fine with that, you know. Rashad, you know, he sees me as family. Spin saw me as family. You know, a lot of the heavy hitters, you know, Traxman, DJ Clint, they all see me as family, but a lot of the people that's trying to make moves, or, you know, local people think are making moves, you know, it's just like it's some sort of friction there. So it's just, I don't have time for it. So I just keep myself open. You know, I feel like we all find our tribe if you just keep looking, but I'm not going to accept disrespect, you know.
Mm-hmm. The festival you're performing on tonight is not entirely focused on dance floor based music. It has a wide variety of everything.
Yeah.
Do you feel more at home within that kind of context?
Yeah. I mean, I like when it's a variety of music, you know, like everybody can't, I guess in the future maybe we can have a footwork festival where everybody's playing footwork, but, you know, I do like to hear what else is out there, and I like to hear other types of creativity, you know. I like to see what else people can do with 4/4 type music, or how else other people use time signatures. You know, I like to hear the newest, you know, what's the new sound of techno, because I was really into techno when I first got started, and techno and acid house was pretty much my home at first. Acid house, techno, regular house music. So it's just like, you know, I like to see what's still out there. You know, a footwork festival is, it can go hard too. You know, I've had situations where you got people like DJ Manny, you got DJ Rashad, you got Spin. You, like I said, the heavy hitters, especially Traxman, you know, he can mix for hours. But, you know, that'd be a great show. But, I do like to have more shows with variety, because I like to hear a little bit of everything, you know. Because, like I said, I'm not going to claim a genre. I'm just open to learning as much as I can about the music that I like.
Jana Rush, 2 weken geleden op het Broadcast Festival in Brussel in de AB. We gaan als afsluiter nog eentje draaien van op haar album van vorig jaar, Painful Enlightenment. We hadden het er tijdens het interview al over. Disorientation van Jana Rush. Disorientation, Jana Rush van A Painful Enlightenment. We blijven nog een beetje in die footwork, maar we gaan van Chicago naar Japan met Foodman, want dat is een van de artiesten die op de Kraak Open HQ of Headquarter dag gaat optreden. Dat is volgende week zaterdag al, 30 april is dat. Foodman komt, Frank Hurricane, Mark Matter en nog een hele hoop andere muzikanten. We gaan er eentje drijven op Easy Minzoku. Dit is Otto Narabi van Foodman. Otto Narabi van Foodman van op het album Easy Minzoku. Hij kwam uit op Orange Milk. Foodman dus een van de artiesten die naar de Kraak Open Headquarters dag komt. Dat is op zaterdag 30 april, volgende week zaterdag. Dat is trouwens dicht bij Brussel-Noord als je met de trein zou willen afkomen. Foodman komt af, Frank Hurricane, Mark Matter en nog een hele hoop andere artiesten. We hebben al footwork gehad uit Chicago, Japan. En nu gaan we eigenlijk alley-oop-gewijs terug naar Chicago. Al is hij eigenlijk wel geboren in North Carolina. En hij is pas verhuisd toen hij 18 was. Toen is hij verhuisd naar Chicago. En dat hoor je eigenlijk ook een beetje aan zijn muziek. Want hij speelt niet alleen, of hij maakt niet alleen footwork. Er zitten eigenlijk veel, ook heel veel in van UK Garage. Zijn EP heet City Starts en komt uit op Hyperdub. Wij kozen daaruit Stay DJ Hank.
It's a gold.
Van DJ Henk. Ja, ik zat een beetje in een rioolbest, maar ik ben terug. Van op de City Starts EP van Hyperdub. En over rioolbazen gesproken. Vorige week hebben we dat geweldige remixalbum gedraaid van DJ PayPal, die een dertigtal edits heeft gemaakt van Drake-nummers. We gaan er gewoon nog eentje draaien. Deze keer is het Not Nice.